On the Excellence of the Soul. What doth it profit a man if he gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his own soul? Or what exchange shall a man give for his soul? Matthew 10:28. The following is from French Jesuit Vincent Oudry. According to St. Paul, we have two natures, one exterior, the other interior, and these are the body and the soul. Thus, as we have two sorts of lives, we are subject to two kinds of deaths. We have the corporal life, which we share with all created animals, and we have the life of the soul, which renders us like to the angels. This latter is the spiritual life, pure, holy, and detached from all that is earthly. The source of the life of the body is the soul. The source of the life of the soul is God, who, dwelling in the soul by grace, maintains life in a supernatural and divine way, just as the soul supports the body in the natural way. And in the same way the soul separates from the body when dead, so in like manner the soul dies as soon as God abandons it and is separated from him. Again, as the soul is incomparably greater in value than the body, and as God is infinitely above the soul, so when God abandons it, this death of the soul, caused by the withdrawal of God, is more dreadful, more frightful than the death of the body when the soul departs from it. If there is anything which ought to make us detest sin as being the greatest of all evils, it is that it kills the soul by depriving it of the life of grace and causing the loss of God, who is the sovereign good and who alone can make us eternally happy. It follows then that mortal sin deprives us of all the merits we may have acquired during our life, in the same way as death deprives men of all the goods and riches they leave behind them. The following is from French Jesuit François Nepveu. Let us reflect for a moment on what God has done for us. We shall find sufficient matter to enlighten us on the love he has shown to our souls. Come and see, says the prophet, and I will relate the wonders God has done for my soul. Psalm 9. If the eternal word came down from heaven and became incarnate, it is for the sake of my soul. If he was willing to be born in a stable, surrounded by vile animals, it was the immense love he had for my soul. And this it was that compelled him to lower all his greatness. In coming amongst us, his first thought was to save my soul. Doubtless, all love the object to which they give their first thought. Confess it, ye who pollute your hearts for the sake of the love of a miserable creature. But the first and uppermost thought that God the Son had was the salvation of our soul. This was, is, and ever will be the wish of his sacred heart. With this love in view, let me address you in the words of the Apostle. Let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus. Philippians 2:5. Let all your actions tend to the salvation of your souls, and let your first thoughts dwell on this only important object. Has it been your conduct throughout life? Has the safety of your soul been the first thought of your heart? The following is from French priest Père Bretteville. O adorable Savior, do not let us fall into so deplorable a blindness as to prefer the good things of this world to our soul. Ah, what have you not done to save our soul, that soul which cost you so much, and for the salvation of which you have shed the whole of your precious blood? What a misfortune, or rather, how mad shall we be if we lose it for a mere trifle? What is there in the whole world that could be compared to the soul, or what can we offer in exchange for it? Quam dabit homo commutationem pro anima sua, says the Son of God himself. Consequently, let us value it more than anything else. Let us forsake everything rather than run the risk of losing our soul, and then we shall inherit an eternal happiness. To this, St. Chrysostom calls our attention, for in his homily on the Gospel of Matthew, he says, "He who has lost his house, money, servants, and all his property may one day find them replaced and recovered. But if he should happen to lose his own soul, he cannot replace it by another." The following is from St. John Chrysostom. Would you know what is the value of your soul? The only begotten Son of God, wishing to redeem this soul of yours, has given not a whole universe, not the earth or sea with all its treasures, but his own most precious blood. And from this you can judge of the greatness of the price. When, therefore, you come to lose your soul, after it has cost so much, at what price could you redeem it?